Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving, all bad.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Celebrating our 18th anniversary with our good friend Tim Berry, who could... I don't know how we could do better than Tim, folks, especially on our 18th anniversary. Tim's been an abiding resource for us all these years as an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and in January we'll celebrate his 18th anniversary. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of a number of business planning books, including the new one, Lean Business Planning, timberry.com, also paloalto.com, also bplans.com. If you want to learn how to write a business plan, go to bplans.com. You'll see a whole bunch of examples there. A great educational site I've been happy to tell you about for all these years. Tim, thanks again for being here. Wrap it up for us. We're trying to figure out how to help small business owners come into the age of the customer. And Tim, I don't know any other way to say it.
For me, Jim, the point, the prescription that I have as I'm working with small businesses isn't easy. There's a lot of work, and what I'm saying is things are changing. We're not sure exactly what's emerging, but we are sure that it's still a world in which doing the work and being present really matters. And in social media, it's not going to be an immediate turnaround. Mm-hmm. You're going to be there, as you and I have said through 18 years now, not with clutter, not just shouting, not just saying, look at me, but you're going to be competing for the attention of people mm-hmm. by being not boring, by offering something that they want to read or making them chuckle or just being there present. And you're going to be trying to be positioned to see what emerges so that you won't be left out. But there's not going to be an easy answer.
Well, and you've got to let them, you've got to make customers believe you're the expert that they want to call on.
Yes.
And see, I call all of that, all the things you just said, my way of saying that is contribute first, contract second.
Yes. Because we're all channels now, mm-hmm. and like never before in the history of commerce, I mean, this is probably the history of the last 50 or 100 years, as channels, people change the channel. If we're boring for an instant, we've lost their attention. And it's hard to just not be boring. It used to be shouting,
yep.
Look at me, look at me. So this is a new world. You know, your relevance is so important. And you have in your book that perfect example where the woman arrives in the hotel the night before the big lunch. And that, I think, if you go over that, because that's a great example future.
She's trying to set up a luncheon for her customers the next day. She gets in late to the town to meet the customer the next morning. The night before, and she's trying to set something up and make reservations, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and the restaurant that is the closest and has the best food and probably the best atmosphere for her meeting would be perfect for her meeting doesn't give her the option to make a reservation at 11 o'clock at night. The
exactly.
one that does, which is not as competitive in terms of being competitive, actually has the technology, so she sets it up but has to drive farther, pay more, and not have as good of an environment, but all because the one company was relevant, the one restaurant was relevant to what she needed.
Yeah, see, and I love that story, and I ask you to tell that because it's not as simple as not being boring, is it? It's being present and thinking about the customer in new ways because the world is changing, and I'm saying to people just, you have to be patient, you have to keep watching,
yep.
and be present with it, because it's not an easy answer right now.
Tim, we've lost a lot of small businesses in the last 7 or 8 years. We're down in the number of businesses in America now. And part of it has been the economy. But I still think, I'm afraid a lot of it is small businesses that are losing revenue so much, and they can't figure out how to break through and restructure based on what the new expectations are. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that's true, and I think there's a turnover situation going on where there are some new businesses that get it that are coming up, and what we don't want to be is the one that's doing things like it's always done it, because those are the ones that are most threatened. But you can't just jump. It's not quick. These things aren't easy. It takes a lot of thought. And doing the work day in and day out is still extremely important.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Well done. And thanks for 18 great years.
Oh, congratulations on the anniversary, Jim.
Come back
well
soon.
Done.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be happy and thank me later if you check out his website, timberry.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.